due to go. He's a good player.
What'd you like to see from him tonight?
You know, much the same as he's been doing, just probably... if I could get him to go straight lines and less cute stuff, that would be good, you know. But, I mean, I don't know if he's a straight-line player. You know, Evander Kane's a straight-line player. I mean, sometimes that the player is what he is. I mean, I don't know if he can change those things, you know, completely. And he plays the way he plays. He's a good player.
Kane, Wheeler, Ladd didn't take part in the option. Is that maintenance?
It's an optional practice. It's their option. Some guys, you talk to them to try to keep them off the ice just for their own, you know, sake. Some of those guys always want to go out, so... For me, I had a conversation with that line, and usually Andrew takes takes his option and doesn't really go, you know. He didn't go this morning because he was going to, I think, you know. Must have changed his mind at the last minute. But both Little and Wheeler, for me, I would have liked to kept them off. I know Wheeler stayed off, and Little, I believe he stayed off as well. He was going to go out, so. It's just for me, this week is really trying to get some energy and just enthusiasm and energy. I think they work together. That's what we'd like to get.
I don't know if I've asked you this before. How closely are you watching the standings?
I pay attention to them.
Yeah, you're looking at who's playing that night and what could happen.
Yeah, I don't always watch who's playing that night. I more or less focus on ourselves. But I watch the standings and watch where it goes and how it goes. And it's funny how it changes. I mean, you literally hit a bump, and if it's a speed bump or a mogul, it really throws a wrench in you. Like, look at Toronto, look at Nashville, look at us on the other side of it, you know. So you really got to just try to keep getting points, and you can't fall very far off, you know, whether it's you're winning or three of five or two of three, or you really got to keep going, you know. And then what's really going to keep you there now for me, you know, the desperation is going to crawl into things here because the games are going to get heated up even more. It's getting down to the crunch, and it's going to heat up. And then the last 10 games of the season, I can't imagine what they're going to be like. I don't have a time frame for Toby right now. I haven't talked to the trainers other than him being cleared to practice with us. You know, we don't have much time to practice, so we'll be talking daily with him. I don't see him, you know, I don't know. I'd like to get him some work time, practice time, and I'll be following the lead of the trainers on him because of just making sure that he's ready to go and he feels like he's all not going to re-injure anything, and cause that's what you have to be really intelligent about.
The last three or four games of mine, is there any confusion with you or your team as to what interference is at this stage of the season?
Well, it would be more than just that particular interference call. There's a few of them. Like, the one that comes to mind is this slashing of the stick on Wright in Toronto. So you're asking me about interference. There's other areas as well that I sometimes don't know where we're at there. Are we getting better? Are we getting worse? I don't know that answer, so we'll leave that there. But well, you know, I mean, our defense has played quite well with the six, and, you know, Postman's there as well, and with Kulda, you know, it'd be good that he practices with us as well. It's a different way of playing, and he's a guy that happy he's here because he gives us depth at that position, which you never have enough of. And I trust his game. I'm kind of judging on, you know, I don't know that I'm going to judge so much on practice, but I'll be judged, you know, I judged on how he played last year. I thought he was very good last year in the games that he played, and I really trusted his game then, so we'll see how he does in practice and go from there. And I think this thing's just going to have to play out. It's not going to be a thing where we have to get him in and I won't feel that way. Unless our play deteriorates a fair bit, then that'll work itself out.
Not to think too much into the future, but you kind of have your own March Madness brewing. 7 games in 12 days, 5 of which are against divisional opponents. How pivotal is this stretch for, you know, where your team ends up?
Well, just this week, like without getting too far ahead, but just this week you got back-to-back with Wash and then you got a Tampa Bay game. You could really discourage some teams in your division. So, you know, for us, there's two targets. There's the top eight, and then there's the division, trying to get the division outright. So those areas, we're fortunate that we were able to potentially get in two different ways. And so that's within reach. So we're focusing on that. I mean, there's a lot of games this month, and the division and all those games, you just got to continue getting points. No matter how you slice it, you got to continue to win, and you just don't want to fall off. 500 really isn't good enough. You have to be above that, and that's what we're trying to manufacture here.
Not that you had a lot of leeway in the shortened season anyways, but is it fair to say there's less leeway with a young player like Postma or rookie? But, you know, because as you said before, each game is sort of do or die.
Yeah, you might manage it differently, but you know what? Like these things manage themselves too. Like when you have so many games, there's usually some things happen in there that you start to think, well, okay, we got numbers, but you know, the experience I have tells me just relax. It's just you've got numbers now. It'll just work itself out. That's the way it usually goes. You know, they just got to stay sharp. That's the biggest thing with him and everybody else that's not in. You know, and winning makes a big difference in those things. If you're winning, you don't have to necessitate change. But if you don't, it's like you're unhappy somewhere. Something's happening. So that opens the door as well. So the combination of winning and numbers, if we can continue winning, then I'm not worried about the numbers right now.
You spoke about how big your defense corps has been. Can you be specific and talk about the effect Ronnie Hainsey's had? You've missed your big three for at least a long time, and he's kind of stepped up in the middle a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie's been real good for us. I mean, in a lot of ways, you look at it, he logs heavy minutes. He's really like, you look and you think, you know, with what we have, he's managed to play. We've put him in one and two, and he's really managed a lot of minutes, and he's really done a really good job. Like our penalty killing, when you look at the job he does on the penalty killing, and he gets in the way of shots, he has a different way of playing where he's a little bit more cautious than others, but you know, at the end of the day, he's a pretty effective player and takes up a fair bit of minutes, and I think he's had a really good season this year. He's played very well. His emotional level has been real good. He's been very engaged in helping our team, and I've asked him to take on more of a role in a lot of areas, and he's embraced that, and I think it's helped his game and it's helped our team, and I can't very much ask him to do much more than that.
Chevy makes these decisions, and he'll make that decision on the deadline if Ron has a piece that possibly could move. Would you make a case to Chevy to keep Ron?
Well, sure, because for us it's always about, you know, it's always about winning now and winning today and getting to where you're trying to go, you know, but that's the difference between management and coaches, you know. Managers manage the big picture and other things, and we manage today and tomorrow and stuff like that. So, you know, you present your case and you might jump up and down on your desk, but I don't know that it makes a big difference. You know, I know that Kevin's heart's in the right place and does things that are right for not only today, but also for the future. So that's a fine line, you know. It's no different than you know, last season we had the same issue with Johnny Oduya, you know. And can you replace him? Can you not miss a beat? Is it a factor, you know? And so I thought we managed that pretty well, and, you know, so we'll see where all that goes. I kind of stay out of that area. I have enough to focus on. You know what, I have in the past, but I haven't in this particular case or this game. I think our players know enough about Boston and know what they are and what they've done that I didn't feel the need to bring that up, you know, but I have in the past. But No, I think that I like where our team's at right now. I think mentally, I think I like where we're at, and they seem to manage themselves well. So I don't feel the need to have to go through a lot of this stuff. We've gone over some things, and we met this morning on different things, but that wasn't one of the topics. I just sense that our team wants to do well, and I sense that we want to take a step, and I don't feel the need to have to manage and or try to use that as a springboard of motivation or something like that. I just think our players are in a good place and they want to do well, and that's a good feeling from my standpoint.
With a lot of games over a short period of time, do you have to get that fourth line more minutes?
Yes. Would you like me to add anything to that? You guys just don't seem to like the yes. It's just because I think, first of all, I think Tangredi's has been good. Thorburn's been good. I mean, he's sacrificed. He's battling, fighting in situations where, you know, he can do more than that and play. And I think with Burmistrov there, certainly a line that can play as well as other lines. And so I have to give them the opportunity. And I'm certainly not afraid, you know, with Patrice Cormier there, he doesn't have the experience and it's so you're a little bit more reluctant, especially in the middle of the ice in the D zone. And when I look at, you know, a lot of times what happens with your fourth line is where they're spending the amount of their time. If they're spending their time in our zone, that's not a good thing, you know, because it's like, oh, Jesus, that's an accident waiting to happen. So I don't sense that that's going to happen just because of the experience with Burmy. And I'd like them to play more, and I think our team needs them to play more from all aspects, from the energy aspect and also from the other thing where they need to contribute, and that's just part of being part of a team, you know. Players, you know, although maybe their minutes are taken back a little bit, they feel the need to bring everybody in, and I think that's important. So I'm not a three-line coach normally, but I have seen myself become that more and more, so I feel like a liar. And I know you guys will call me that because you're beauties.
As far as the last one, Bogosian says he was just trying to make eye contact with you on Saturday. Thorburn says he just stares straight ahead and waits for the tap. When you get to five or six shooters, do you have a plan or do you just sort of...
Yeah, you know what? Well, you have a pretty good idea who can do what. It'll go past five or six of the guys that goes. But when it gets into 7-8, you're starting to just feel it out. You know, that it doesn't have nothing to do with eye contact. Whether you're looking at me, you're looking backwards, it doesn't matter. I just scan the bench, and you're just trying to get signs from somebody that's not in the building. You know, I don't. It's just a gut feeling. That's what you're trying to do. You know, whether the guy's looking at me, you know. I don't know that really matters.
Thorburn just asked him to remind you to wait for the time.
Well, he was next. Isn't that what they said about Grabowski? He was next, yeah. Well, Thorburn was next. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.